This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Renee Fleming has trained hard for years to hit the high notes, but she gets to ease up a little on her latest recording, Haunted Heart. WNYC's soundcheck host, John Schaefer, talked with Fleming about taking on this new project.
Opera News, the magazine, referred to you as having, quote, a Napoleonic appetite for new challenges. Which is,
I hadn't heard that one.
I guess that's impressive.
No, I just like that Napoleonic appetite phrase. That's good. On a pure physical and physiological level, it's a joy. I can wake up, I can get out of bed in the morning and sing a jazz tune and sing a tune like this. In fact, it's better because my voice is about a fifth lower.
And with her collaborators on Haunted Heart, pianist Fred Hirsch and guitarist Bill Frisell, she gets to peel away from the score.
You're there in the dark and I call. You're there, but you're not there at all.
The goal in classical singing is to be very true to the written page, to what the composer intended. The beauty of this is that, you know, within reason, anything goes.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love, please answer me, my love.
Fleming's life has always been about deepening connections to music, her audience, and herself. She grew up in western Pennsylvania. Both her parents taught vocal music in high school. But it took her a while to find her place.
I never felt that music was mine. I felt like it was my family's. And I was, of course, you know, on the track. It became my own when I started composing music and when I learned to play the guitar and wrote a lot of music all through my adolescence and into my early 20s.
She had seen the movie Lady Sings the Blues about Billie Holiday.
Lady sings the blues.
Fleming bought the songbook, got hooked on jazz, and stuck with it through college.
As a very shy, I mean extremely shy young woman, I blossomed quite a bit through those 4 years of experiencing this music, and I wanted to continue.
She sang in small jazz clubs around school, honing her performance skills before a crowd of regulars, learning how to banter, even tell jokes between songs.
When did you leave the heaven?
One night, the great tenor jazz sax player Illinois Jacquet came to hear her sing.
How's everything in heaven? I'd like to know.
He actually asked you to go on the road with him, didn't he?
Yeah, he suggested that I really do this. And I didn't actually have the courage to pursue this at that time. I was too young, too afraid to move into that world, which spelled a real freedom to me. You know, at 21 or 20, I just said, yeah, I'm going to go to graduate school.
Where she chose to study opera. 20 years later, Fleming and Jacquet finally got together in the WNYC studio. It was just a few months before his death in 2004.
You ignore every star that shines above you.
Despite taking an operatic path, Fleming has remained an aficionado of jazz singers. Betty Carter, Sarah Vaughan, Kurt Elling, and Shirley Horn, often seeing them live and in small settings. That's the kind of atmosphere Renee Fleming is trying to create on Haunted Heart.
Yeah, intimacy is really the key. It's a very intimate recording.
This isn't just midsummer madness.
For WNYC, I'm John Schaefer.
A passing glow, a moment's glow.
We'll be airing an hour-long special called The Heart of Song featuring Renee Fleming and pianist Fred Hirsch this Sunday at 6 and Monday at 2 on 93.9 FM. This is WNYC.